Welcome to the show, Mary and Mike McLaughlin. How are you two doing today?
We're just fine.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, Natasha told me that some of the breadfruit trees that you planted, I'm guessing years ago, on the island of Jamaica, possibly withstood the hurricane and will be there to feed people when they need it most.
Yes. And in fact, today the local newspaper in Jamaica had a picture of a man, a volunteer, who had collected some breadfruit trees, and he had roasted them, and he was handing them out to people whose houses had been blown away or roofs had been blown away.
Oh, my gosh, Mary, that is amazing. That must make you feel so good.
It does, and our work is very rewarding. We've been planting breadfruit trees and other fruit trees in tropical countries for almost 20 years.
And Mike, why did you start doing this? Why did you decide that this needed to be done or that this would be your passion?
We work as a team. We've always been concerned about the environment, the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, just pollutants, soil erosion. And to solve all that, we wanted to start planting trees. So my suggestion was, let's do fruit trees. And so it turns out that we're not only helping the environment, but perhaps even more important, even more urgent, we're providing food, we're providing good nutrition. And along the way, we discovered, wait a minute, we're also boosting the local economy. In some of these poor communities, now all of a sudden there's a cash crop, easy to plant trees, you got to take care of them. But now you can sell the fruit, earn money. So it's big deal, triple win.
Yeah. I hear that hint of a Jamaican patois in both of your voices. Were either one of you born there?
Yes, we were both born in Jamaica. I grew up on a farm, so I understood the value of fruit trees. I grew up eating breadfruit, and it's delicious. I hope your listeners know what breadfruit is.
Well, and we can get it in many local grocery stores now. Not all the time, but at least it is available.
You may be seeing jackfruit, which is a little bit different than breadfruit. Jackfruit's sweet, it's dessert. But breadfruit's kind of like a potato on a tree. And that's why it's so important. Because when you roast it, it tastes just like freshly baked bread. So imagine you've had a hurricane that's gone through, you've lost your roof, you can't cook, but you can pick these fruit and you can roast them. And here you have like a freshly roasted loaf of bread. But it's from a tree.
Oh, my gosh. This is Mary and Mike McLaughlin. They are the co-founders of Trees That Feed Foundation. How many trees have you planted in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean?
Total, we're actually in 23 countries. We started in Jamaica, moved to Haiti. We're in Central America. We're in Africa, West Africa, East Africa. We're just under 500,000 fruit trees. Now, sometimes you hear people talk about the millions, but fruit trees are more expensive, a little more delicate, so you don't get to quite such a high number. But the tree pays you back every year with a bountiful supply of food, of fruit. So we're doing that, and very successfully in, again, Jamaica. There's been other islands, by the way, affected by hurricanes. So the Bahamas was badly affected 5 years ago, I guess, by Dorian. We had a farmer there, lost all his trees except his breadfruit trees. So we know that they're hardy. We do other kinds of fruit trees as well. But breadfruit, we think, is kind of the best.
You might not think that 500,000 trees sounds like a lot. To me, it sounds like an overwhelming task. And had that been presented to you when you started this foundation, you might have thought it was an overwhelming task as well. But you did it, and I can't imagine what it was like today to see the video of people who survived the hurricane in Jamaica eating breadfruit from the trees that you planted. I just can't imagine. So how are your family members, your friends, people who helped the foundation in Jamaica doing?
Well, everybody we have spoken to has been doing well. And we also supply solar dehydrators. And everyone we have heard of, all of their solar dehydrators were securely put away before the hurricane because they had advance notice, and they have survived. And we use the solar dehydrators to take the fresh breadfruit, to dry it using the sun, and then use it into flour. And today, some of that flour is being used to make baked goods, and we're sending those baked goods to the worst hit areas with the hurricane.
Oh my gosh. I'm really a better person for meeting you two. I hope you offer inspiration to people who are listening that we all can make a difference in whatever our wherever our talents take us or wherever our passion takes us. Many people might be listening and think, okay, I want to support these two. How do I support this foundation? So why don't you tell us, Mary?
Or this is Mike. I'll jump in. Look for Trees That Feed. That's all one word. TreesThatFeed.org. You easily find us on Google. We're a 501c3. Any donations are tax deductible. We have very low expense ratios, and so all of that money is going to help people in Jamaica. If you tell us Jamaica, it'll be allocated to Jamaica. Of course, we work in many other countries.
Right. So if they said West Africa, it would be West Africa. I love that you can earmark where your money will go. And I'm intrigued on how many trips you must take. And do you bring people who want to join you on those adventures to go plant trees in many of the countries you mentioned?
We do. It takes a little bit of advanced planning, but we do. And we've also taken the United Nations team, the World Food Program, Catholic Relief, who work in Haiti. We took them to Jamaica to show them what the Jamaicans were doing. And now that team went back, and many of them were Haitians, went back. And they're replicating and they're expanding our work in Haiti.
And Mary,
in the southern part of Haiti, most children are being fed with breadfruit, dumplings, and beans.
That's wonderful. Before I let you go, I'm down to like 30 seconds, but Mary, you started McLaughlin Glazeware. That bone china is at the White House, right? And the Lyric Opera and many places in the United States?
Yes, it is. And it was because of that business I was able to accrue some money to start the foundation because we wanted to prove that it was a concept that could work.
TreesThatFeedFoundation.org?
No, TreesThatFeed.org.
Got it. TreesThatFeed.org. Thank you so much for what you're doing to make the world a better place, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.